Hello, everyone. I'm here with Mark Bowers, Executive Director and Founder of St. Louis Makes. Mark has over 20 years of new product development, product management, and business development experience. Hey, Mark, why don't you go ahead and explain to everyone what St. Louis Makes does?
So awesome, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thanks very much, Dan. St. Louis Makes is an entrepreneurial support, entrepreneurship that grows manufacturing companies and manufactured goods ideas. So the people that we work with range from makers that are looking to commercialize and have scalable innovations all the way through to small manufacturing companies that have upside growth potential from which the region would benefit.
Cool. And so what kind of motivated you to start St. Louis Makes?
Well, I wasn't from here, and we'd moved here originally to start a company, and then we hit the recession, and obviously that created challenges for everyone, and I didn't know anyone, so I started creating a couple of events. Product Camp was an event that I had created as really a means to get out and just kind of get to know more people in the product development community and the innovation community. And one thing led to another, and the next thing you knew, I knew a lot of manufacturers and had turned a series of meetings and new friendships and essentially into a nonprofit. And, that's what basically gave rise to St. Louis Makes as we are now. And right now, as an organization, we're focused on essentially the same things. We're focused on education, best practices, peer learning, all around product management, new product innovation, and business development. In other words, all of those front-end business practices help companies and help companies to grow and help entrepreneurs to get off the ground and scale. And we do that through training. We do that through events that reinforce and continue to build on that training so that people can meet and learn from others in industry. And we also do that through analysis that we do, original business analysis to the market, so that we can better understand what those needs are out there with both our entrepreneurs as well as with our manufacturing base. So just sort of a series of things, one of which led to the other, and here we are.
Wow, very, very cool. So were you an inventor yourself, or what kind of drives you to kind of bring the inventors and manufacturers and this whole space together in the St. Louis area?
That's a really good question. I think the inventors are actually the ones that get the credit there. They're more creative than I am. I don't know that I've been an inventor in that sense. I have been involved in a number of new business initiatives, a lot of them at larger corporations, as well as some on my own as an entrepreneur. So there was an experience there and a desire there. I think that there were a lot of skills I saw at large corporations that people at smaller corporations felt were really inaccessible. And that was really kind of what the driver was. It's not difficult. It's not rocket science, but you need to get out there. You need to meet the right people. You need to be aware of what tools are available. You need to be aware of how other people look at markets and how other people develop products, and you can learn a great deal from your peers, as long as you're focused and you're willing to learn.
Cool. So we've talked about kind of what St. Louis Makes does, and I know you guys have a lot of events and stuff in the area to kind of help bring these people together. So can you tell us a little bit about Product Camp and maybe some of your factory tours you guys do?
Yeah, we got Product Camp. I'll tell you about the factory tours, and then I'll tell you about a new one that we're in the process of getting set up now. We haven't even had our first one yet, but we're pretty excited about it. So first with Product Camp. Product Camp is part of a global open source movement. It is an unconference, and it is designed to promote best practices learning, peer-to-peer learning in product management, new product innovation, and business development. So in other words, take what other people have learned from launching their products and or growing their companies and find ways that can apply to other people and apply to your companies as you come up through the system. So there are about 100 cities globally that host product camps, and all I did was found and work with the team to grow one in St. Louis. And for a city the size of St. Louis, you'd expect that to be a fairly small conference, and we've now grown that to the point where we get 400 people sign up and 300 of them actually attend. We've grown to be one of the larger product camps in the entire movement globally. The thing that really differentiates Product Camp beyond the learning and the fact that it's peer-to-peer is that it's also an unconference, which means that when people sign up to attend, we call them, they volunteer to participate because we want to stress the participation and the cooperation of the crowd. We also ask them to consider hosting a session, which is our speak our language for volunteering to be a speaker. And that consists of people saying, hey, you know, I've got a best practices learning that we went through recently at my company or in my career, and I want to lead a session on that. So they would volunteer, they'd do a little write-up, and then the morning of the conference, all of the attendees vote on the speakers that they want to see. And that's what determines your day. That's why and how it's called an unconference. So it's a neat opportunity to really attend, to really tailor your learning, and to really connect with people whose experience is very, very meaningful to what it is that you feel you need to do on your company and product line and in your career. So that's Product Camp. It's been an awesome opportunity. And like I said, we've grown it fairly large here in the St. Louis area. The factory tours are just straight up an opportunity for us to bring a greater awareness of all the wonderful and great things that are produced in St. Louis to the community. They're not closed to anyone. So we get makers, we get inventors, we get other factory owners, we get other product managers, salespeople, engineers. We get people from the technical side of the production end of other factories. Just want to see in another environment how other people do things. And it's a great opportunity to learn. It's a great opportunity to do a plant tour, but it's also a great opportunity to connect with the community. We always have a little needs wants section at the front of the tour where people are allowed to shout out anything they're looking for. You need to connect with a designer. You have a particular engineering question. You have a product you're struggling getting into a new channel. And just to see if there's anybody out there that knows someone that you should be connected with. So, you know, that's one of the advantages and benefits that come from the tours as well. So the product tours actually have only been started a year ago. They've always sold out. They got a very high number of attendance, and they sold out really quickly. I think the most recent one we had sell out in, I think, a day and a half, 36 hours, something like that. So they're free to attend. Registration's required. It's all accessible off of our website at stlouis makes, stlouismakes.org. And then I'd tell you about another event that we're working on, and we're looking at this one probably for the fall, but we want to host a design jam in St. Louis, which is focused on best practices in design thinking around product development. So it's a neat opportunity for companies to come together with community members, students. It's a great opportunity for us to create and help to guide some internship learning opportunities, you know, under the watchful eye of established practitioners from industry. And what we expect will come from that is we expect that people will get some real-world experience and exposure that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten in the product development, specifically the design area. So we're excited about that. Check our website. Join us on social media if you want to get an invitation to any of those events and get first peek when we finally make the public announcements.
Very cool. Sounds like you guys have a lot going on, and Unconference sounds like a really cool idea. Now, I know St. Louis Makes will have an info table at the Midwest Digital Marketing Conference on April 21st, so you'll kind of be there to talk about what St. Louis Makes does, and kind of, in your opinion, why is the digital social space so important to the manufacturing and inventors in the St. Louis area?
Yeah, so I think that a couple of things. First of all, St. Louis is in Missouri. We call ourselves the Show Me State, but we don't do enough bragging. We wait for people to show us. And I think that that's really important for manufacturers when it comes to the digital space, because we have some of the best assets and resources in this market to look at the digital space from an analytics-driven standpoint. And I think if you look across all of American industry, one of the sectors that probably does the least of that is manufacturers, more specifically small manufacturers. So here you are, you're sitting on a tool that's available that wasn't available 5 years ago, and you're sitting on an academic institution and a training institution and a student base and leadership in our market that can deliver training on something that you need to be engaged with, and we've got manufacturers that aren't even aware of what they can do with these tools. So, I mean, you think how much money you spend as a manufacturer trying to get on the shelf of a retailer, how much money you spend just trying to get an appointment in a B2B environment, and how difficult it is to effectively target and research the appropriate accounts and the buyers at these accounts and everything else. And here now you've got tools that are just a little bit of learning away, very, very accessible, that could give you an edge doing that within your own firm, key targeting specific buyer groups who you already know have the ability to deliver financially for your product line, for your company. So why would that not be an area that you wanted to be competitive? I mean, first of all, it gives you an advantage over your customer, or your competitors rather, because there aren't a lot of small manufacturers that are doing that at all, certainly not a lot yet that are doing that well. I think the other reason that you need to get into that space as a manufacturer now is because everybody else is eventually going to be in that space, and you do not want to be the last person figuring it out. It's a lot easier to be at the front of the curve and to really develop brand share and brand awareness and get the benefits of that business, where you can now have sort of a leadership role in that for your category, for your company, than it is to come in after the fact, after everybody else has already figured it out and you're really trying to climb uphill competing against very well entrenched and very knowledgeable competitors. So, you know, we're encouraging a lot of our manufacturers, and by a lot, that's supposed to be for all. I think all of our manufacturers should attend, number one. And number two, it's so cost effective. I mean, seriously, it's going to cost you essentially less than a business lunch to learn something that if you properly implement it, you could pay back in the very first move you make. So, you know, I'm a big fan of this kind of thinking. This is definitely best practices in product management. It's definitely best practices in business management. And it's something that large companies are doing and doing really, really, really well. And it's something that small companies have absolutely no excuse not to get into and understand and practice.
Yeah, there's definitely just kind of a huge amount of opportunities in the digital space and social space. And the conference will definitely kind of show some of those best practices and what they might be missing out and what they can start using to help get their product out there.
I mean, it's more than just a dialogue. You know, it's the ability to create the dialogue, to direct the dialogue, but then also to look at the back end analytics that determine who's visiting that dialogue and who's participating. There are ways that you can track this stuff now that you didn't have access to recently. I mean, you know, I think that everybody needs to have some awareness at least of what's available to them as tools.
Yeah, definitely. So kind of one last point. To all the inventors or people creating products and the makers in the area, do you have like one good piece of advice to all of this kind of this manufacturing, makers, inventor space?
Yeah, I would boil that down to one word, and that word is willingness. If you are a maker, a manufacturer, an inventor, you need to be willing to do two things. You need to be willing to honestly assess what you are good at and be able to admit that to yourself without getting a big ego and overstating it. And then from that learning exercise, you need to be willing to admit those areas where you need to engage with other people to learn. You need to be willing to learn. You need to be willing to try and do new things, including meeting people that are already practitioners that you can learn from, you know, as well as whatever other means of engagement you can tap into. To really grow your business, because the ability to grow your business is really constrained only by your ability to figure out the solutions. And as soon as people are willing to know that they don't know everything and open their mind to new learning, new opportunities, new tools, new partnerships, that's probably the best advice that I could leave someone with, regardless of where they are on the spectrum. If they're an inventor that holds a patent, holds IP, or has a new product, or if they're a seasoned veteran and have been manufacturing and run their own facility for some time, you know, that willingness is really what keeps you going.
Cool. So we look forward to finding you at the conference and learning more about St. Louis Makes. Thanks for taking time out of your day to talk with us.
Awesome. Appreciate it very much, and thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thanks, Mark.